Well, you're the computer expert, aren't you, Tanya? So
No,
figure something out.
I'm really not though.
But or isn't that your major or something like
Shut up.
that? No.
Sing it.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
Okay, so
I'm a
yeah.
child.
So what Kate what Hannah's singing is that's actually what's right. So I'm a
That
bitch,
is right.
I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm blank.
If I was in service, I would probably just use this as a bumper, just like Patrick saying this
I would really like my answer to be read in that in the actual style of the song. I would enjoy
You
that.
don't know that
Okay.
song, Patrick?
I know that song, but I just don't want to sing it. It's just not really me. So, okay, well,
Good.
I will do it for you guys.
Yay!
I'm
Yes!
a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm Hulk Hogan. Yeah. I'm a bitch. I'm
Yeah,
a
brother.
lover. I'm a child. I'm raping and pillaging.
Doesn't have the sonic rhythm to
No, not as good as Hulk Hogan, but yeah, I don't think we should judge it just on that. It does have context, though.
Yeah.
So I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm old Santa. Yeah, I'm guessing someone knows me, essentially, and just even though it doesn't fit. So yeah. I don't know if you guys know me, the listeners know me, but I
I
chose raping and pillaging because
Of course you did.
that's what Vikings do.
You're
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Ironborn.
Welcome to VOK. Here we're doing something a bit more informal today. We are a wicked, unruly group of people who are trying to do some board gaming. Normally, when you think about board games, you think you can sit down around a table, and that's usually also true. But in the later years, a lot of new board games have been available online. We here are trying to see how fun it will be to play Pretend You're Sissy or Cards Against Westeros. I'm joined here today by a few awesome people. And first of all, I want to say welcome, Thomas.
Hello, I'm not usually referred to as an awesome person, but I think I'm the only Thomas here, so.
Yeah. I did mean you, although I'm sorry if I used the wrong prefix, but I mean way of describing you, but yeah, that was meant for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Zach?
Hi, this is Zach and Alias on the forums. I've played a lot of Cards Against Humanity before, but I've never played Cards Against Westeros, so this should be
Oh.
exciting. And I'm deeply sorry for what's about to happen.
I
Yeah, we
guess,
should.
yeah, were we supposed to give our experience with Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, we could do that, or it's going to be very informal. So it could also be like a natural thing that'll unfold while playing, like if you talk about whatever. So next one, Alex. I hear you snickering in the background.
What? Me? No, never.
No,
My
he's
name
never.
is Alex, and I've played Cards Against Humanity once in French.
Oh, does it sound sexy as well? Oh.
I guess.
Oh, good. I'd like to hear that another time. Cool.
Okay.
How about Hannah?
Hey, it's
Someone's oriented,
Shadow
yeah.
Baby on the forums.
So yeah, so we were supposed to be drunk, or at least that was the plan. But apparently, Americans don't drink before 12. So I don't know what that's about. But Hannah, you sound pretty drunk, even though you haven't drunk anything, right?
Yeah, no. I was up until like 3 in the morning, and
Ah.
then now I'm awake, but barely.
Yeah.
And I played Cards Against Humanity one time. I played Cards Against Humanity just once before this, and I was drunk then. So does that count?
Well, yeah, should do. So, Tanya, are you around?
Yeah, I'll stick around because I don't know if I booked my... I don't think I actually booked the theater ticket. I think I made that up. So I'm paying.
You think you made it up?
You don't know how many theater tickets I book. I get confused sometimes. No, I can't find... So I thought I booked it and I put it in my calendar.
Yeah.
But I can't find any confirmation email. I can't call the box office because it's closed.
Yeah.
And I can't find a transaction on my statement that looks like I bought the ticket. So I may not have actually bought the ticket. And I don't really
see me. You have a very good grasp of your own reality.
I clearly do. So yeah, so I'm not going to the theater. Actually, I was going to go, but I decided to stay because of this amazing podcast that I'd much rather.
Yeah, definitely. That was the
actual can't miss this.
No. Okay, so now we have the last and, well not the least, but except for me, I'm the best. But other than that,
I've played before.
Yeah, but did you say that you had the whole rant about theater tickets where you could have used that time for talking about...
Okay, sorry, I used that time, I see.
Too late now.
Fair enough, it's fair, yeah.
Bina, are you ready to introduce yourself?
I'm so ready.
You're so ready.
So organized, so on this, 100%.
Yeah. Have you read your homework for today?
There was homework?
Yes.
It's always homework.
Even I knew that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, are you serious?
So Bina, I know.
Good start,
man. No, I'm not, I'm never
no,
serious.
We're just, yeah.
So okay. Bina, I know you've played Cards Against Westeros once.
Well, I played it with you, and then we actually played it at Boston Moot. So I've only ever played it in mooted situations.
You guys played Cards Against Westeros or Cards Against Humanity?
Cards Against Westeros.
Cards Against Humanity, actually, because...
I can bring that tomorrow if you want, by the way. I have a shitty student cheap printed out version.
Yeah, I mean, like, me, you are really going to be the only people there from, like, Volk, but we should do that anyway.
It's not Westeros, it's just normal. It's the normal one.
Oh, you've got normal Cards Against... Actually, you know what? We can do this, because one of the many shitty things that happened to me today is that my goddaughter got really seriously ill. Aww.
Oh.
But... it means that she and indeed her parents can't come tomorrow for the lunch, which means that we can now be very rude and drunken because I don't have to act like a role model. Yeah. So there's an upside. So please do bring it.
Okay.
The other thing that happened to me, let me just share this because I need to vent. Yeah. The other thing that happened to me this morning, it's like a 2 phone calls at 8 a.m. I get one like saying that my goddaughter is really seriously ill, which obviously relative to everything else I'm going to tell you that went wrong today, this is evidently the major one and obviously I don't want to compare the others. And then I get a phone call from the supermarket, which I've made this like insane amount of money order of food for tomorrow with, right? But in advance, because I want them to like deliver everything that I need, telling me that the one item that they can't deliver is the turkey.
What?
Like, who tells someone like the day before Thanksgiving that there's no turkey? Oh.
You guys have Thanksgiving?
We don't have Thanksgiving, but I'm having like a pre-Christmas kind of extended friends and family type lunch tomorrow.
I'm Bina's family.
Didn't even know you had turkey.
She just said that.
Yes, we have.
Wow.
Well, you didn't think we had turkeys in England?
Christmas isn't a turkey holiday, Bina.
We invented the
turkey.
The
potatoes.
What are you talking about? Benjamin Franklin invented it. Everyone knows that.
In England, Christmas is a turkey dinner, and then you all went to America and started having turkey at Thanksgiving. Anyway, the point is, I have no
turkeys.
Goddaughter, I have no turkey, and I'm now just stuck with Tanya, and we're
going to
eat
a ham.
Just with Tanya, gross.
Ugh. I know, what are we going to do?
Get a ham and tell him it's a thing you picked up when you were in America.
But
yeah,
guys,
a roast pork, which is very Danish authentic. Like,
but anyway,
goose,
Vali,
right?
Vali saved the day because he has this like super secret chorizo and cornbread turkey stuffing recipe, which is the whole reason I was cooking this whole massive fucking turkey was so I could stuff it with Matt Vali's famous stuffing because he doesn't tell anyone the recipe, but he told me and I felt so special. And it was a very touching moment. He didn't even tell his wife the full recipe. Sorry, I've just got all of my check. Yeah, I know. Like, the stuffing is so special that he gave the recipe of the stuffing in his wedding vows.
What?
Yeah, seriously, when he wrote his wedding vows, the recipe for the stuffing, because apparently when he made this stuffing and she ate it, she was like, I'm going to marry you. This is so tasty.
Panty drop stuffing.
Wow.
I want some of that stuffing.
I have to say, I made the stuffing this morning. I thought, you know, being that it was Vali, that he was bullshitting slightly, but it really is that tasty. I was Skyping Matt. I was like, I've got to be really careful who I serve this stuffing to, because I don't want like anyone I don't want to propose to me on the back of this stuffing.
Tomorrow's going to be quite exciting.
It is going to be, well, I'm not going to serve it tomorrow because, you know, there's no one there that I want to propose to me. No offense, Tanya.
Sure,
so,
that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a
person. Send some to SJ Lee, Bina.
No, because SJ Lee has to marry Casey.
Oh, is that a thing?
Prophecy must be fulfilled.
What did I miss?
And also, the other thing is, like, now I'm turning 40 and I'm an Asian matchmaker, I want Valkyris to convert to Orthodox Judaism and marry Mikhail. Don't you think they'd make a lovely couple?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that.
I can carry on, but I'm sure Patrick wants to get his podcast.
Maybe we should start the game. What, I mean, I have to leave in about 30 minutes. There,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Are we podcasting? What? Oh, okay.
Sorry, right. Patrick.
No, it's fine. I don't care. I have my beer.
Days of Ice and Fire, or Ice and Fire Gone, rather.
Huh?
Zach, are you?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
So I was asking if you were going to Ice and Fire Con.
That is the plan. Yes.
Okay. So I will look forward to you and Mikhail getting married there.
Oh, what? No, not me. I'm not a Valkyrist, despite what Amin posts.
Oh, Valkyrist! I was thinking alien. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Despite what Amin posts in his podcast of Ice and Fire descriptions.
Okay, so I've started the game. I would just say, yeah, I've played, also played Cards Against Westeros once. It was on my birthday with Bina. Birthday and, what was it, honeymoon as well. So, like double up. And yeah, the weirdest ceremony I've ever been to also. With Bina and Jed, but yeah, I've also played it. So so I've started the game. For you people who don't know how to play Cards Against Westeros or Humanity or whatever, it's essentially a game where there's a card that's been flipped over and it's a sentence that has left a few spaces out. You have to fill out the blanks with cards from you have on your hand, and then you have to sort of, yeah.
No one did the first one.
We were all kicked because nobody did it? Okay. So
yes, you started the game before explaining the rules, so that fucked everything up.
Oh, shit. That was stupid. Okay, well, so essentially, you have to choose cards from your hand that fits the sentence as well as possible. And then the person who is the judge in that, that round, he chooses which one he thinks is the best, and that person's card will be the best, will be chosen, and then person will get points. So essentially you get points for getting and making funny answers or whatever. I'm just gonna quickly just add those decks again. So yeah, essentially, I think we should just start now. And you choose the cards. If it says that you need to pick two, you have to pick two of the cards. And then, yeah, I think it's pretty easy. I don't think there's too much to it. Let's just try it.
Do I need to do anything as host?
Yeah, start the game.
Just press start the game.
Are we going to do this regularly? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What do you mean regularly?
Like, no.
Can we at least try to do it once?
Everyone. I mean, I don't know.
Alex has to go in like 20 minutes.
Okay,
I'm
so
press
let's,
start,
let's
game,
start
yes.
the game. Let's start the game.
Yeah.
Yay. Ooh.
Okay, so one, Bina, can you read the card aloud?
What does it mean if I am the card czar?
Oh,
it
means so
you get to
you
select the
you select the best option.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And once all the cards come up, you should read the black card going with each white card that
yes.
you see out loud.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
So then I don't have to read it out now, right?
Until you're the card czar.
Yeah.
Cool.
So confirm selection. Okay. So yeah, so someone read the main card aloud so people know what.
How do I select my card? Like it won't. Oh,
choose
confirm
your
selection.
Confirm
selection.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Well, I'm just gonna read the card with a blank, and then I'll read the suggestions.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw blank in a flashback. The suggestions are. Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw warging into your pet direwolf mid-climax in a flashback. Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw Tormund's member in a flashback. Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw Roz the Whore in a flashback. Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw excessive nudity in a flashback. Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw an alcoholic midget sex fiend in a flashback. And finally, Bran may have doomed us all, but at least he saw R plus L equals J confirmed in a flashback.
I feel like seeing Tormund's member is a lifetime experience.
No lobbying.
Yeah, it's probably a religious revelation.
Experience, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm choosing the best, or like the one I like most. Okay, I have less than 10 seconds. I am choosing R plus L equals J confirmed.
Okay.
It's a good straight answer.
So who got the point?
I'm winning. Didn't that give me a point, did it? I don't know.
No, it doesn't really matter that much. But
yeah. Kind of does.
Okay, so you became the card sword.
Yes, yeah. Blank won the Iron Throne with the help of Blank.
So this one, you pick two cards that you think go together for the 2 points.
Did everybody else get their card they just played back?
Yeah, I did.
I think
isn't
it,
that not how it's
oh,
supposed
no,
to be?
Oh, no, I did too, but I was so funny.
Well, we can all like just agree not to play it again, I guess.
But that would be a problem if at some point, right?
Especially because all my cards are really shitty.
I mean, it shouldn't be happening, but we'll see what happens this round, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it just didn't count the first one for some reason. I don't know. Annoyingly, I don't know. Maybe Patrick got it to not count the first round because I got mine.
I'm guessing the issue was Alex.
No, I think it says I took too long to decide.
Oh,
so it has been skipped.
Don't read the question.
Don't read the question.
So how do I?
How much time I have?
Just once.
Okay.
Like, how do you choose two?
Choose one and then choose the second one is what I.
All right.
The undead won the Iron Throne with the help of Jojen paste. Oh, gross. Wow. Dario Naharis won the Iron Throne with the help of Clegane Bowl.
Not sure how that works.
An angry mob of peasants won the Iron Throne with the help of Walder Frey. Mira won the Iron Throne with the help of Jilly.
And that was so everyone who managed to get one in. So which one of those four did you like?
The undead.
Yay!
Nice.
Right, so Bina gets
that
one.
That actually works. Okay.
Cool. Let's see these cards disappear.
Yeah, they'll probably disappear.
Yeah, if not, then we'll... Did they disappear?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. So the card says, a good king must be blank.
This is my favorite part of this game, when you hear people laughing about the choices they made.
Yeah.
Yes, usually when I haven't played it online, I've only played it with really large groups of people where we team people up, so you have someone else you can share those jokes with, which I think is quite nice. Because otherwise you never get to share these. So
the card says, a good king must be blank. So the first one is, a good king must be getting horrifically gangbanged by a group of whites. A good king must be called Drogo. A good king must be good Reek, loyal Reek. Yeah, I like that one. A good king must be eating every fucking chicken in this room. Yeah. A good king must be too many damn titles. A good king must be dying on the toilet. Oh. I like
Carl Drogo.
Carl Drogo, yeah, that's right. But yeah, still, I still like the good Reek, loyal Reek better. So I'm going to choose that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Nice.
My first actual points.
Firm.
I have a really fun card.
Yeah, who would have thought German people were funny?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to be funny. This is an accident.
So, Thomas, you're Sar.
I am, yes. So I don't pick a question or an answer, correct?
I'd also say we should be allowed to play the card that we got back for the first round just because it doesn't make much sense to just be sitting on this card.
Yeah, Candy. I mean, I had an awesome first round card, so.
It just happened.
Alas.
So I don't think it's a big shoe. So maybe I'm just saying it because my card won. Does it have the normal cards against humanity cards as well, or is it?
No, no, no. We skip those because that wouldn't fit very well in the Westeros theme.
Yeah.
Don't get my favorite card, a bowl of gourds. Unfortunate.
All right, so the card is Cersei Lannister only agreed to confessing to getting friend zoned by a teenage girl.
That doesn't sound very Westeros.
Sassy 10-year-olds. Entertainer dwarves. Ramsay's hounds. The last one is kidnapping a dwarf, I'll say, since I don't think that word is acceptable.
It is in Westeros.
It is in Cards Against Humanity.
I didn't realize it had to be acceptable in Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, I think if you play the original and only read the acceptable things.
Well, I didn't get to play a card because I was too slow, and then it this is quite a sort of hardcore, demanding version of playing Cards Against Humanity.
That's true.
Could use a little longer.
Is it possible to adjust the time or whatever?
Yeah.
Obviously, I should adjust my own time to not being retarded.
So it's current timer duration. So that sounds like you'd be able to change it. Can you check, or can you only do that at the start?
It's FT Warden does have to does yeah. do that now.
Yeah. So I'm going to choose for this one, kidnapping.
Okay,
I apologize in advance for my shit.
Okay, so it's where are my blank? Where are my ridiculous... ridiculous, adorable baby dragons.
Oh.
Varys. Happy shitting. Big ass dragons. Dothraki mating rituals. 5 crates of lemon cakes. I'm going to go with big ass dragons.
I agree.
Hell yeah.
I like the 5 crates of lemon cakes because I picture like a wedding caterer just really upset to get their lemon cakes.
It's literally the only card that I could have possibly played, but I also thought it was funny. Anyway,
I just think it would be funny to see Emilia Clarke like, where are my big ass dragons?
So during the lull, I'll just say what the black card is while people are picking, just to help give time and the cards are. So it is. It turns out all Theon needed to do for his dad's approval was blank. All right. So it turns out all Theon needed to do for his dad's approval.
Everyone's using the biblical version of the verb to do.
It turns out all Theon needed to do for his dad's approval was OSHA. All he needed to do for his dad's approval was the Red Wedding. All he needed to do for his dad's approval was Roz the Whore. All he needed to do for his dad's approval was an unnecessary sex scene. All he needed to do for his dad's approval was 20 good men. All he needed to do for his dad's approval was accidentally fingering your sister, which is incredibly accurate. So
I think all of those are pretty good.
Yeah, this is a solid round. Yeah, I think that I will go with 20 good men, just because
yay, my first point.
That was greatest.
20 good men.
It's been a read the card aloud and then.
Sorry, I am Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, the first of my name, the unburnt, blank, breaker of chains, mother of dragons.
I wish I still had too many damn titles.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We have two of the same answer.
Oh, dear. So which one do you pick in that case?
Fine, hopefully.
Probably neither.
No, because then it'd be too unoriginal, right? Since two chose it.
Oh, this is salsa starch?
Don't ask.
It's like Carl Drogo.
But how do I pick between the two High Sparrows?
Pick another one?
If you want to pick a High Sparrow, just pick one. Whatever.
Which one do you like more?
First one.
Yeah. What's the prettiest one?
This is in honor of Matt Varley.
I got one.
It just feels
So for the listeners, if there are any, it was more boobs that she picked. So that was
if there are any.
It's always more boobs. I think if there's ever an option for anything that includes more boobs, it should be more boobs.
You put me on the board.
Don't you think so?
So the black card is Littlefinger's nickname was a direct result of blank.
This is a lot of pressure on me now.
For the record, Thomas, I was the other High Sparrow. Thinking alike.
Ah,
I just didn't have any great options.
I want to resend my card. Yeah. I have another one I wanted rather.
Next time.
Damn it.
Oh.
So yours is the least funny one, yeah?
Okay, Littlefinger's nickname was a direct result of the Dorne plotline, of Tormund's member, yet again, of kidnapping a midget, of the exploits of Loras Tyrell, and of a Valyrian steel dildo. I have to go with that last one.
Yes. What was
it? Which one was it?
A Valyrian steel dildo.
Oh, that was... Okay.
Was it? It was... It's okay. Was it you, Patrick?
That was me.
No, yeah. Okay. I just like when you say it, like...
Yeah, just say it one more time.
Has it been selected yet?
No,
it hasn't.
I have to confirm
there you go.
The selection.
Yes. Go. Boom. Yeah, good.
Sorry. Very nice.
If you can't defeat your enemies in battle, there's always blank.
Sorry.
See, that's the best part. That's the best part.
This game is so evil. It's just so evil. Marjorie Charles Cleavage.
If you can't defeat your enemies in battle, there's always cave sex. There's always Dracarys. There's always Marjorie Tyrell's cleavage. There's always using your golden prosthetic hand to fist someone. There's always burning them all. Yeah. There's always shame. Oh, that's a show spoiler, isn't it? Anyway.
Is it?
I don't know. Really? Is it? Isn't
well,
it?
If
I don't
you don't know.
I don't
you
know
context,
what it is. I don't know what it is. I feel like it's something. I don't know. Anyway. If you can't defeat your enemies in battle, there's always using your golden prosthetic hand to fist them.
Mm. Damn it.
It's on a roll.
Thank you very much. This day's just turning around. It really is. From its, horrific start. I thought it was all karma because I kind of killed 250 peasants earlier in the week.
Okay, so this card, I'm the Tsar this time. This card says, this season, I'm totally shipping blank with blank. So... I'm looking for something.
Really funny first card.
Something very sexy or silly or silly sexy.
I think this is like borderline not good.
Okay. So my answer is definitely the answer I took, regardless of what.
Okay. So this season, I'm totally shipping Walder Frey with Ollie.
Is it Walder Frey's daughter?
Walder Frey's daughter.
No, Walder Frey's daughter with Ollie. Jon Snow with Milk of the Poppy. The Mad King with Neddard. Okay, do you have a seaver with Ned's head? Damn it. Jon Snow's hair with another Dead Stark. George R. R. Martin with Wildlings. I'm gonna do the horrible one. So Davos Seaworth with Ned's head.
Yeah, the horrible one's not specific enough to understand
what you mean. Because it's like Davos is like fucking Ned's head. Like the Prime Minister fucked the head of a pig.
Yeah.
What? Another one for Bina.
Yes. Well, I just have a sick mind.
Perhaps. I think 8 is what we're going to, right? So.
I don't know.
Our predictions for season 7.
It's like golf, though, right?
Mm.
So the question is my predictions for season 7, colon. My predictions for season 7, homoerotic overtones, losing your hair, honor, and daughter in that order of importance. Little finger, bad pussy, I guess. Pussy. Pussy.
Do I want to know what that is?
No.
No.
And bowl of brown.
All
right. I'm trying to think what Bina didn't pick.
That's so mean.
Oh, I don't know
that. You just meant to pick the objectively best.
Thank you.
Homoerotic overtones.
You know there was a better answer. You know it. Stop punishing me for my success.
Okay.
I guess this is
the black card is I hope they bring back blank next season.
I
don't
want to
do a show spoiler, so I won't pick some.
I don't like any of my cards.
Yeah, I hate everything.
I had the perfect one for this one.
I hate everything.
I mean, the thing to do if you don't have one is to just, like, get rid of a card that you don't think you're going to use.
Okay. I hope they bring back pouring molten gold on someone's head next season. Viserys Targaryen next season.
Wow.
Burning a child at the stake next season. George R. R. Martin next season. Podrick's mad sex skills next season.
So good.
Marjorie Tyrell's glorious cleavage next season.
Has someone got an iPhone sitting next to their laptop that's giving it a bit of iPhone-y feedback? Nope. Maybe it's me. Are you guys hearing feedback on my...
Yes.
I was hearing a little pause.
Sorry, Hannah.
I think if they brought back George R. R. Martin next season, the show might actually be good, so I'm going with that.
That was my thinking. Yeah, I don't think it's as funny as others.
You know there's a funnier one in there, Hannah. I'm just saying.
I think there is, but I think
like burning the child at the stake.
I should have won for Podrick's Mad Sex Girls.
But you see, I can already like picture you saying Podrick's Mad Sex Skills. So automatically we won't choose that because we won't give you the point. So
you might say everything in Bina's voice. Fucking mean.
Yeah.
All right. The black card is when Melisandre takes off her enchanted necklace. She's revealed to be blank. All right. When Melisandre takes off her enchanted necklace, she's revealed to be the King of the North. She's revealed to be Sir Pounce. She's revealed to be an alcoholic midget sex fiend. She's revealed to be your grit. She's revealed to be shame. She's revealed to be Sir Gregor Clegane. I like the King of the North. I think that's pretty funny. It's always funny when those words are said. So there you go.
Maybe there's a better answer out there.
No, I'm not biased at all against Athena.
The night is dark and full of blank. Revenge is mine, fuckers.
I think I might have one.
I might actually have a good one this time.
Oh!
But you shouldn't say that before you... Oh.
Choose the good one.
The night is dark and full of Jamie and Brienne's constant eye-fucking. The night is dark and full of blood magic. The night is dark and full of walking in on the Lannister twins and not leaving right away. It's full of Ramsay's collection of skin suits. It's full of waiting years for the next book. Hodor's massive cock. Oh, it's a toss-up between waiting years for the next book. But I think it's got to be... Oh, Hodor's massive cock, probably.
Oh! You guys always go for the lowest common denominator.
I do. Like, I just think this is basically about the crudity, isn't it? So... It's not the best show ever.
Yeah.
This is ironic. Whose turn is it?
Bring out your worst reasons.
Who's the host?
I'm the Tsar. Okay. The black card is blank is the reason why.
I want you all to know that my selection is in fact also ironic.
Yeah.
Okay, don't pick that one.
Let's all go for the most ironic answer possible.
No one is the reason why Game of Thrones is the best show ever. Boobs everywhere is the reason why Game of Thrones is the best show. George R. R. Martin is the reason why Game of Thrones is the best show. The Sand Snakes are the reason. Sam's fat pink mask. Can you say that? And Craster's harem is the reason. Oh my god.
I think they're all pretty good answers.
They're all pretty good answers.
Mine is the best, but they're all
pretty good. That's a very non-ironic
I'm going to have to go with boobs everywhere.
Yes!
Okay, that worked.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, I nearly stopped watching Game of Thrones after blank died from blank. It's like, so many options for that.
Wow, has FT Ward not got a point yet?
Oh, yeah, no.
What's your card?
Sorry, that sounded really mean. That wasn't my intention.
What's Thomas? Are you not making effort or what?
he's letting me happen. I nearly stopped watching Game of Thrones after Tormund died from waking the dragon. After Littlefinger died from dwarf cock. Okay. After Bronn died from eating every fucking chicken. After Khaleesi, mother of dragons, died from freeing slaves. I can see that happening. After Peter Dinklage died from tits and dragons. After Stannis the Manners died from wet shits. There's a couple of really good ones.
They're all plausible.
Yeah, that's true.
Sort of.
I'm going to go with Peter Dinklage. So I nearly stopped watching Game of Thrones after Peter Dinklage died from tits and dragons.
That's me.
That's an answer. Two
friends. That's the kind of thing that happens on the show. So.
Very true.
Okay, so I'm the Tsar. So I hope the producers don't try to shoehorn an awkward romance subplot between blank and hot pie this season.
I have a really funny card that doesn't quite fit. But it's really funny.
Doesn't quite fit.
Pick that one.
Okay, so I hope the producers don't try to shoehorn an awkward romance subplot between The Hound and Hot Pie this season. romance subplot between Sojora, the Lord of Friendzone, and Hard Pie this season, between Brienne, the beauty, and Hard Pie this season.
I already see the best one.
A dead whore and Hard Pie this season. Hard Pie and Hard Pie this season. And Hard Pie. There's two very good ones. I like both Hot Pie and Hot Pie and Sexual Appetites of Robert Baratheon.
Choose wisely, please.
I feel like that's a clear winner here.
Wait, is that like Hot Pie and Hot Pie?
No,
that's open to interpretation.
I like it when it's just a clone of himself having sex with himself.
Oh, I thought it was more like the movie American Pie.
I thought he liked
maybe that. He bakes hot pie bread.
No, but I don't care. I want them to fuck each other. I guess I already chose my.
So it's more about you than us, Patrick.
Yeah. It's always about me.
That was the one I liked the most.
It was the better answer.
Yeah. That was the best one.
I always like when it's just the thing that's already in the black card. It's always the
best. So the question is, I will take what is mine with blank and blank. So if you're going for a penis joke here, I'm not going to pick it, just to warn you.
What?
Why?
Because it's going to be Bina then.
I have no good cards.
You guys think I'm so monodimensional. It hurts. There's more to me than dick jokes.
Shocking lack of dick jokes in my hand.
Shocking lack of dick in your hand. A situation that can be remedied.
With blank and blank. The first answer is Jaime Lannister's golden hand and Tywin's disappointed father face. That's a good one.
I love
that's
it.
Very
you're strong.
Good.
I will take what is mine with Ramsay Bolton and House Frey.
That's kind of realistic.
Yep. So Rhys Bolton.
I will take what is mine with Khal Drogo and the bad pussy. I will take what is mine with an army of White Walkers and all 40,000 men and their horses too.
That's quite funny.
I will take what is mine with Catelyn Stark and the Red Wedding. I will take what is mine with Hot Pie and the Bitch Slap. I'm going to pick the first one here.
That's all you need.
Yeah, it's very good.
If you click on one, it'll click both.
That is beautiful.
I appreciate that, but I thought Hot Pie and the army of White Walkers were funnier. But I'm not going to complain.
I just like that all you need is Hot Pie and a Bitch Slap, and you can take the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah, sure.
That's all that's required.
Yeah, I like that one as well, because it was mine, so.
There's no cure for blank.
This is a good bit of tech, though. This is fun. We should do this more often.
Okay. There's no cure for crushing Oberyn's head. There's no cure for Dothraki bro code. No cure for an all-midget production of the War of the Five Kings. No cure for Joffrey's sadism.
Oh, that's sad.
No cure for twincest.
Sad but true.
No cure for what Podrick did to those prostitutes.
These are all verifiably true. We can guarantee.
I think that's a clear winner.
I'm going with that one. That's funny.
Yeah, that is very
no
funny.
Cure for what Podrick did to those prostitutes.
It's a tie. 5-5.
That's my first point. Just
the dance of the Cockneys now, isn't it? Point. Civil war in the Cockney meet.
Well, I would say that I'm still like in contention to it with 3 points. So we have the score right now is 5 for Bina, 5 for Skylin,
best one.
3 for me, which is better. You have to give me points from now on. And then we have 2 for Alex and 2 for Zach, 1 for Hannah, and 0 for Thomas.
You'll get there. Just wait.
No.
It's
not happening.
I believe in you. So the black card is that the Dothraki have no word for blank. All right. The Dothraki have no word for the Dorne plot. The Dothraki have no word for eating an entire horse and heart. I feel like they might have a word for that.
Yeah.
The Dothraki have no word for working into your pet direwolf mid-climax. The Dothraki have no word for nicknaming your penis the Kingslayer. The Dothraki have no word for pissing off the edge of the world. The Dothraki have no word for Tywin Lannister shitting gold. This is a good black card. A lot of potential there, but let's see. I think working into your pet direwolf mid-climax.
Nice
there
one.
There you go!
A's on the board.
Got a woo-hoo. I just want for factually true and it won. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I like factually true.
Okay, blank send or sends their regards. Depending on whether you want to play singular or plural.
I appreciate that they kept that option open.
I've held this one for just this question.
Oh. Solid one for this.
I don't have anything good for this.
I don't have anything good.
Nah, I'm just gonna use a card.
Grayscale sends its regards. Joffrey Baratheon sends his regards. Harzu Zoharzu sends their regards. Jamie Lannister sends their regards. Robert Sparston sends their regards. That one character that didn't make it into the show.
That's awesome.
Strongbell was Waleed now.
Yeah.
This is my boy. This is my boy Belwas.
Yeah, I was thinking Belwas too. So.
Yeah.
Sure you were.
I was.
We've had that one before.
We've had that one. Should we just time it out?
No, it's fine. We have different cards now, right?
Yeah, we can do it with different options. The card is The Night is Dark and Full of Blank.
I just wish someone had terrors. I love when it's just like exactly what it's supposed to be.
Jamie Lannister.
Slapping Joffrey's smug face.
Okay, the night is dark and full of slapping Joffrey's smug face. Night is dark and full of a nipple cut off of an Unsullied.
Aww.
Night is dark and full of grumpkins and snarks.
Nice.
It's dark and full of an improbable amount of uterus. The night is dark and full of suddenly giving birth to a shadow baby. And the night is dark and full of being forced to wed a dwarf. There's a lot of good ones in here. I'm choosing this one because it made me laugh.
That is a very good one.
It's just an excellent card in general.
It's a good one to have around.
Is just trump cards, like POTUS, large penis, and yeah, stuff like that. They always win.
I was really pissed off when they cut blank from the show. I feel like the one with the character that wasn't in the show would have worked quite well for this.
What about nothing that works?
Yeah.
You can just throw away something.
Do we have blank cards in play, or is that not?
No, it's not in this one.
I was really pissed off when they cut the bear and the maiden fair from the show. When they cut Jenry's rowboat from the show.
Okay. That's a good one.
Oh my god.
That's the winner right there.
When they cut the truth about John and Sam from the show. When they cut A?
I have no idea what that means.
It's egg, like from Dunkin' Egg.
Is it like egg? Oh.
Is it really?
When they cut committing unspeakable sexual acts on your son's funeral. That's Jamie's sort out.
Yeah, that's easy.
That was easy.
Woohoo!
I thought I liked the other ones, but that was...
Yeah, it fit perfectly. I had to mute myself because I found myself so funny.
No one can tell how funny I am right now. I'll have to mute myself.
Yeah. So, I'm Nazar. I thought Dorne couldn't get any worse, but then they added blank.
I could take this in a serious direction. I could take this in a low-grade direction.
I really think that they could have improved it with that.
With everything. I need them.
Okay, so I thought Dorne couldn't get any worse, but then they added Ramsay's sausage. But then they added Lysa Arryn's breast milk. But then they added pouring wine on your uncle's head. But then they added Oberyn's affinity for Captain Crunch.
It's a cereal, breakfast cereal.
But yeah, I know what it is, but it's
You just sounded like very unsure.
It's like potatoes. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. So, but then they added mistreating horse. But then they added Crastor. That's a good question. Yeah, I know which one I would hate. Ramsay's sausage.
Yay. I might have gone for Oberyn, actually.
That was really unnecessary.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ooh. Oh, good. Don't have any. So the question is, new fan theory, blank plus blank equals J.
Again, I'd love it if someone somehow had R plus L equals J, just because that'd be... Place.
But there would That's be spoilers. But there would be spoilers.
I wouldn't want that.
Nope.
Has anyone heard the latest episode of Podcast Spice and Fire?
Yep.
I haven't heard it yet.
Podrick's on it. It's cool.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Which one's
The sound quality is a bit weird there. Like, normally they have much better sound quality than us. Yeah, and it's strangely muffled. But it was nice to have Mimi and Ashley back.
So it seems like not everyone has chosen.
Yeah, I don't know if...
Oh,
here we go. New fan theory. Lancel Lannister plus 1-1 equals J. Meryn right. Trant plus a secret Targaryen equals J. Catelyn Stark versus Stannis Baratheon, the rightful king of Westeros, equals J. I think someone's just pandering to me there, maybe. R plus L equals J confirmed plus King's Blood equals J. Tyrion Lannister plus Brienne of Tarth equals J. I think I'm going to go with Lancel Lannister in 1-1.
Yes!
Okay, the black card is, in King's Landing, they'll have you beheaded for blank, but no one will lay a finger on you for blank.
Do we know how many rounds are left?
It's to 8 points.
Someone needs to get to 8. To
end. Oh, yeah, Bina's okay. Almost there. So,
you can leave if you need to, whenever. So
yeah, I'll leave home after this one.
10 seconds.
Okay. In King's Landing, they'll have you beheaded for climbing towers you weren't supposed to climb, but no one will lay a finger on you for jousting dwarves. They'll have you beheaded for fucking the tits off that one, but no one will lay a finger on you for gratuitous lesbian scenes. In King's Landing, they'll have you beheaded for fucking boars and hunting whores, but no one will lay a finger on you for throwing a child out of a window to cover your incest. They'll behead you for dwarf dick jokes, but won't lay a finger on you for paying the iron price. And in King's Landing, they'll behead you for telling your daughter that she's a product of incest and her being okay with that, but no one will lay a finger on you for a Game of Thrones and Lord of Rings crossover fiction.
Climbing towers you weren't supposed to climb and throwing a child out of a window would have worked altogether.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. This is a tricky one to make work.
I had the right answer and I didn't press select.
Aww.
Because your answer funnier than all of these.
It was twincest and throwing a child out of a window.
Yes.
That works. There you go.
Thank you.
In King's Landing, they'll have you beheaded for fucking the tits off that one, but no one will lay a finger
Lord
on it.
Lord Ducky is basically,
Someone is, like, not having problems, sound problems. Oh, well, doesn't matter. So, next one is...
All right, the next card is blank doesn't concern himself with the opinions of blank. I can't remember what this quote is from. It sounds like Alexander the Great to me, like, the lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the sheep, but I don't think that's ever said in the Song of Ice and Fire.
I think Cersei says it in the show or something. I don't know. It's in there somewhere.
Someone's definitely got a phone next to their computer, I would suggest. Why is it said error? I don't have that card.
It's just being weird, I think. All right, so Gendry doesn't concern himself with the opinions of Theon's sausage. Interesting. Jon Snow's hair doesn't concern himself with the opinions of retarded fan theories. Ned Stark's head doesn't concern himself with the opinions of direwolf puppies. No, probably not. A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a direwolf.
See, this is very sigilish, isn't it? That could be true.
Yeah. Podrick doesn't concern himself with the opinions of an army of eunuch soldiers. And the last remaining Stark doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the Reigns of Castamere.
So that's also a very serious potential.
Yeah, I like that one.
Aw, damn.
Oh, shit, I was just throwing cards away.
It had resonance.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to have to go.
Bye, Alex.
Right. Bye, everyone.
It was fun playing with you.
Bye, it's Alex. Okay, because you weren't winning anyways.
Yeah,
such a bitch.
I was shit.
Okay. Prepare yourself, blank
but
is coming.
But thanks for Tidea, Patrick, and bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Prepare yourself, blank is coming.
So Google says that Tywin Lannister says a lion doesn't concern himself with the opinion of a sheep, I think.
Okay. Oh, right, in the show. Right. I remember that.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Ring, ring.
Okay, prepare yourself. Hot pies is coming. Prepare yourself, the mother of dragons is coming, but true. Prepare yourself, Jamie and Brienne's constant eye fucking is coming. Prepare yourself, all the dead characters are coming. That also could prove true at some point. Prepare yourself, George R. R. Martin is coming, if only. I think it's gotta be this one.
Yay!
Who was that?
Patrick.
Oh, I fuck. Now you're on 6 points.
Six. Yeah. 6-6, Patrick and Bina now.
Yes, very sickly.
All hail King Joffrey Baratheon, first of his name, king of blank, blank, and blank.
This is just a round where you get rid of some shit cards, right?
Yeah, it really is.
It's difficult.
Win. This is so good. Oh, that was better. Shit. We won back?
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Oh, mother things.
It's a lot to read. All hail King Joffrey Baratheon, first of his name, king of Sansa Stark, dwarf dick jokes, and no one. First of his name, king of Hodor, king of Twincest, and an improbable amount of units. That's just a good card. That's just a really good card.
Yeah, it's works for everything.
It's like the top king trumps.
King of another Twincest, Marjorie Tyrell's glorious cleavage, and getting friend-zoned by a teenage girl. That works. King of hosting a wedding just so you can stab some motherfuckers. Helping out Sansa Stark because you secretly kind of want to get and getting poisoned at your own wedding.
Oh, that's so on the nose. That's it. Very on the nose.
Solid one there at the end.
Yeah. King of being born a bastard, wife, and eating every fucking chicken in the room.
I love that.
I think they're all pretty good. Like, I expected worse because I think
three
it's really
cards.
Difficult if you have to pick three cards. But I think I'm going to have to go with the getting poisoned thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
You have to do
that's
that.
A good one.
I'm coming up. I'm coming up in the world.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Zach.
I really like the Sansa Stark dwarf dick jokes and no one, just because the no one kind of
yeah, I think that's quite good. I thought they were all quite good. So.
But I thought mine was better. But yeah. Okay, so it's my turn again to be Tsar, and I've got the cards that says, if I had a direwolf, I'd name it blank.
I feel like there's not enough cards in this version.
Yeah, I've added a few packs, but we should probably combine it with something like
Lord of the Rings,
like Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have
maybe
a couple
Star
of
Wars.
Friends I play with, and just with like some random geeky stuff. So we do like Doctor Who, which I don't know about.
Okay, so if I had a direwolf, I'd name it Dracarys. I'd name it Ross the Whore. I'd name it Needle. I'd name it a man with a wolf's head. I'd name it what Podrick did to those prostitutes.
Oh my god, I had that one too, and I almost put it.
A man with a wolf's head kind of sounds like a Native American name, right?
Like Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So I kind of like that in that sense. I'm thinking of taking that one just because it's in my world it works.
Okay.
If you named it Dracarys and then you met up with Danny, it would probably be disastrous.
That's true.
We have a 3-way tie for 6.
Yeah, 6-6-6.
Indeed.
I can't even score here. This is awful. Not like all the other ones where I could have scored. So the question is, Daenerys' latest crush is the handsome mercenary blank.
Daenerys spelled wrong.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. There's an E missing.
Yeah.
Where's the E meant to be?
It's all kinds of messed up.
So Daenerys' latest crush is the handsome mercenary slapping Joffrey's smug face, Jon Snow's hair, Daario Naharis, Brienne of Tarth, or the Three-Eyed Raven? I mean, I'm just going to take Daario.
To the point.
No!
Game over.
So it's 8, you go 2, so if
I didn't
if
get my first
scores,
point, just...
right. Oh, you technically do win, I guess, but yeah, maybe we should keep playing.
I mean, you don't win until you win, okay?
Sure.
Okay, and what do we say to blank? Not today. I had the perfect one for this.
That's always
Oh no. Okay. Thought.
Okay, well, the one I would have put for this is the bad pussy. That would have been the winner. I just want to let everyone know. Okay, what do we say to kidnapping a midget? Not today.
What do we say to Lancel Lannister? Not today. What do we say to Jorah Mormont in the friend zone? Not today or any other day. What do we say to committing unspeakable sexual acts at your son's funeral? Not today, but then, okay. What do we say to Tywin's disappointed father face? Not today. Shit. I'm gonna pick something and I hope it's not Tanya's. Yay!
It's definitely not Tanya. I would take
Jorah. Lancel Lannister. Not today.
Yay. Poor Jorah.
And Jorah.
No offense to Tanya.
Well, I had the Jorah, so you wouldn't have given Tanya that one. Okay, so
I got it. It's the next season, the CGI budget will be spent entirely on blank.
I'm kind of out of good cards.
Me too.
I'm just getting all my old cards recycled, basically.
Yeah.
I feel like they need more cards, actually, or we should have maybe picked where we have the neutral cards too.
Yeah.
Or like some other cards.
It's weird comboing neutral cards with the...
I think it works.
Some of them do, but not all. We can also do, like, for next one, the next time we do this, put up an open... You can make your own card list as well.
Yeah, I started at some point. I started and made one, like, a year or so ago when we first talked somewhere about maybe playing it. But I don't know if I can still find it. So
we can make it...
Sorry.
So we can make an open list for it, and people can just add cards to it.
Yeah,
that's very cool. We should do that.
All right. So next season, the CGI budget will be spent entirely on suddenly giving birth to a shadow baby. CGI budget will be spent entirely on the sand snakes. The CGI budget will be spent entirely on dying on the toilet. Some intense graphic effects there. The CGI budget will be spent entirely on an unnecessary sex scene. And the CGI budget will be spent entirely on being a tree. I just want to see what this would turn out to be, what the great CGI sex scene would be.
We have a winner.
So we're tied between Patrick and Tanya for the win. Yeah. Whoever gets the next point.
Okay, there is so we're getting another repeat blank black card then. Yeah. There is no word in Dothraki for blank.
This is a good black card, I think.
Yeah, it's because you have a white card you want to play.
Oh, no, I just in general think it's good. I don't think my chances of winning are very good at this point.
Well, who knows?
The suspense is killing me.
Yeah, not going to get this point.
There is no Dothraki word for zombie cat. There is no word in Dothraki for whatever Podrick did to those prostitutes. Always a good card. There is no word on Dothraki for climbing towers you weren't supposed to climb. There is no word in Dothraki for Dothraki bro code. There is no word in Dothraki for the sexual appetites of Robert Baratheon. Oh, so good. There's quite a few quite good ones. But I know this one's been awarded before, but it's just such a good card.
Yay.
It just needs to be.
That's true. Awarded. Yeah, I think that was the best one here.
Yeah.
It was either that or like just out of surreality, zombie cat.
My favorite plot twist was when blank was blank. Have we had that before?
No.
I think it was actually our first one that we didn't count.
Was it the one I won?
I think so, but I can't remember.
No, it wasn't. But I think we've had it. Anyway, new white cards. My favorite plot twist was when a dead whore was Walder Frey's pie. Oh god, that's gross. When Catelyn Stark was Tormund. Oh, okay.
It's not getting any less gross, is it?
I think that would surprise me. But, when Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, was knowing nothing.
Also true.
When Osha was getting horrifically gangbanged by a group of whites.
It's all bad. It's just all bad.
When the Red Woman was more boobs.
It's just all bad.
I'm going to go with the first one. My favorite plot twist was when a dead whore was Walder Frey's pie, because that's the kind of thing that would probably actually happen.
No!
Yes!
Well, better than Patrick, I guess.
Seven, Bina, seven, Tanya, seven.
It's definitely, there's definitely a wolf cast tinge to this.
Yeah, we're just the funniest. Okay, well, on that bombshell, it's my turn. Littlefinger's nickname was a direct result of blank. Yeah, we've had this one before.
Mm.
But it's also a good one. Someone laughing over their own cards.
That was a good sign.
Okay, so Littlefinger's nickname was a direct result of homoerotic overtones. It was the direct result of an off-screen death direct result of happy shitting. direct result of Caresta's harem. There's a direct result of trial by combat.
I think these are funnier than last time we had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the card homoerotic overtones last time, and I was like, oh my god, I should have picked that one. And then
I think they probably would have won too.
Yeah, so I would have won because of that if I'd done the right thing the first time. Damn it. So I'm not going to choose this because now I'm mad at that card.
Oh, you're sad.
Yeah. So I'm going to do this one because it fits.
I think that one's really good.
I would have done happy shitting combat. Just because it conjures up so many vivid visuals.
Yeah, but I don't enjoy shit humor, potty humor, like Brits do.
What are you trying to say, dude?
What is the origin of Littlefinger's nickname, anyway?
Is it that he's from...
Because he's from the fingers.
Right.
All the fingers, and he's the smallest.
And he was little, right?
Yeah.
Smallest in the house, the fingers, and the on the smallest island of the fingers, or half island, or peninsula.
Yeah. In his next book, George R. R. Martin will spend 500 pages to describe blank.
I don't have as good cards for this as I'd like.
Likewise.
I'm going to just do this one because it's kind of Trump card.
This next book, George R. R. Martin will spend 500 pages to describe wording into your pet direwolf mid-climax, the three heads of the dragon.
I sort of feel that's the book after this one, though.
R plus L equals J confirmed. Five crates of lemon cakes.
That's probably true.
That one character that didn't make it into the show. I have to choose five crates of lemon cakes.
Cause no.
Food related.
I think
okay,
that's
fine. As long as one of the other guys.
R plus L equals J is confirmed, I might win. But never mind.
Okay, the Kingslayer's hand was replaced with blank.
I don't have anything good for this.
Yeah, I never do. But that's my excuse.
I'm just getting rid of a card at this point.
Maybe use that Valyrian Steel dildo card now.
Oh, that would be
good. Oh, yeah, that would have been perfect.
Oh,
so on the nose.
Okay, the Kingslayer's hand was replaced with the bad pussy.
Who says that?
That's the story.
Don't want to know, Bina.
It's so good.
Don't want to know. The Kingslayer's hand was replaced with too old. Kingslayer's hand was replaced with Oath Keeper. The Kingslayer's hand was replaced with Jamie's sword hand.
You wish it.
The Kingslayer's hand was replaced with Jamie's golden hand.
Now, this is interesting because both Oath Keeper and Jamie Lannister's golden hand both apply and are accurate.
I think that means Alias has one of them.
No, actually, I don't do that.
That's two obs, so I'm going to go with Bad Pussy.
Yes, the comeback.
Pussy. I like the way you said pussy the first time. Pussy. I don't know.
That's how she says it.
The Americans are coming back. America.
Who
it's a thing from the show.
Oh, okay, so that's why.
Hashtag Never Dorn.
Oh, is that how they pronounce it? I didn't put too much focus.
Yeah, she's doing her like fake accent. She's like, "You like the bed pussy." It's so stupid.
Okay, so
one of the things I just really didn't want to know about.
Right, yeah,
it's the worst.
Spoilers,
yeah, but
it's not even spoilers.
Yeah.
It's
so stupid.
All right, the black card is
the worst. It's when you look at that show and then you go, "Man, they want an Emmy." Just fucking awful.
Yeah. Right,
the black card is if
somebody actually wrote that down and then shot that scene. It was great
and got paid like a lot for it.
Yeah. Amazing.
I have a feeling I'm picking the winner, so.
Yeah, I wish I would have picked something different here, but it's too late.
Wait.
Oh, no!
Oh yes. Man, I took too long.
Yeah, me too.
Aha.
Interesting. Wow.
Pyrrha, so what easy everyone would do.
Ah, damn it. No.
That's wrong.
If Mira were easy, everyone would
do it. That's so wrong.
If breastfeeding a 6-year-old were easy, everyone would do it. That's not easy, guys. If trial by combat were easy, everyone would do it. I'm picking breastfeeding a 6-year-old. Yeah. What does it mean? It means.
Oh.
Yay,
so stupid that
Silence
I lost
win.
On that shit.
German won the
fight. Okay, but wait. I would have put nicknaming your penis Kingslayer. So would I have been in the running?
I think that's better.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Too late.
I think that's funnier.
But that would still have bought me another turn.
This is very fun, guys. Thank you for arranging, Patrick.
Yep. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it was frustrating, but fun.
next time we'll be here.
Yeah. Well, thank you for organizing this, Patrick. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, yeah, and thank you to all who will be listening when this comes out, and I hope we weren't too over the top, although that is the main point of this game, so suck it. yeah, well, see ya.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. Say peace and then stop it, or gonna start another game, whatever.
I mean, like, if we start another one, we have to choose different sets of cards,
right? I think we need to think of a new plan. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna bug out because, like, I have a turkey to baste.
You have to find the turkey first.
No, well, I found, like, a turkey roll, which is not as good as an actual turkey,
but
I've now got to figure out how I'm gonna incorporate Vardy's stuffing into said not turkey.
Well,
turkey.
Well, it's kind of fine with the amount of time we've played now in comparison to making an episode. So we don't have to do more for that, for the episode per se.
Cool.
So we could just play for fun with any expansion or whatever.
Basically, Patrick wants to keep playing.
Sounds like this absolutely wasn't for fun. This was a serious
yeah.
one.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always serious when I'm playing. I don't know.
Turkey arrives exactly when it means to.
I'm down to play again.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to play to like 5 or something, maybe not to 8.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go, but do you want me to leave it on on mute with the recorder running, Patrick?
Yeah, that's great. I mean,
cool.
More the better.
I'll just mute and leave this on, and then if you need the phone,
text
me
if you need any. If you need me to bring anything tomorrow, you know.
No, just your good self, I think, and a hearty appetite because there is a fuckload of food in the fridge.
Mm. You guys enjoy that secret stuffing.
Matt Varley's secret sausage stuffing. Oh,
Jesus Christ!
I love it, especially when
the
you
images.
Say.
I know. You'll never recover from that. On that charming note, I'll leave you. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Do one of the holiday bullshit ones.
Yeah. Holiday bullshit and 90s nostalgia. We should have some first versions and also some base versions. They have a few cards as well.
Like first and second version or something.
Just because we need some more cards. Oh, and science. Yeah.
Any other?
Yay, science. Are there, like, I know there's like Lord of the Rings ones, but I don't know how you can find.
Oh, you can't do it now. You'd have to go in on the card cast and then figure it out and then get the code and put it in.
All right. Next time.
All right, I'm going to start the game.
Yeah. So, Zach, you're the czar.
Yes, I am. All right. I was just sitting back down. So the black card is, when I am a billion, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate blank. 5 feet statue. I don't know.
Did you guys start already?
Yeah.
Are you not in?
Well, hold on. I'm getting a cup of coffee, and it's chaos in the kitchen. So
I mean, you can.
I'll be with you momentarily.
It's not a big issue. Can you miss around?
Yeah, I need extra time to score.
Thomas needs to build his lead.
Hmm. Yeah, now that it's not about the books, which you're definitely not very good at, if you look at the score.
Oh, that's one game. You never know.
You might actually make some points now, right?
You guys just can't understand Thomas's sophisticated sense of humor. That's the issue.
True, that's true.
You have to learn to cater to the judge, I think.
Right, yeah. You have to learn your audience.
Yeah, you don't do that, right? You don't really cater to people's humor. Just do your own, right? I did that a lot once. I have a friend whose wife we get along very well, but when we played this game, and she was just not giving me any points because I was being way too crass and way too over the top all the time.
It's humanity, though. I mean.
Yeah, but she didn't like it. It was like she thought it was so weird. So yeah.
Alrighty, so we have
When I'm a billionaire, I shall erect... Wait, so we still have Westeros cards. I'm a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate Meryn Trant. Not sure why anyone would do that. A 50-foot statue to commemorate Kanye West. Am I Kanye West in this situation? I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate ethnic cleansing. Wow. All right. I'm just going to go with Kanye West because, again,
by
I'm,
default,
I'm,
yes.
I'm assuming that I am Kanye West in the situation.
No, you could be just a billionaire. And
I understand that, but I like to role play as Kanye West and imagine.
Okay, that's just the thing you do.
All the time, big time, yeah.
On her wedding day,
I heard was Kanye West and ethnic cleansing.
That sums it up quite well, I think.
That's the game.
Yeah. On her wedding day, Daenerys was presented with blank.
Yeah, this is getting into weird territory, right?
Yeah.
See, you can totally mix them.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. I just like it when it's more.
Oh, Jesus Christ. On her wedding day, Daenerys was presented with foreskin. That sounds like a Dothraki kind of thing to do. Daenerys was presented with William Shatner.
Oh, no. Daenerys
was presented with golden showers. This is one of the many words I learned from playing Cards Against Humanity.
You didn't know about that before?
I've heard that before.
No, I didn't.
Wow.
About,
I knew
why
that
was
like 13.
The term or the...
Yeah. What it meant?
Either. Oh. And I remember winning around with it because we like played that as a throwaway card because we didn't know what it was. And then I won around with it. Anyway, foreskin it is. On her wedding day, Daenerys was presented with foreskin.
Thank you.
I learned a lot of words from this game that I never wanted to learn. So. It doesn't come up in casual conversation that much.
It does for me, apparently.
It doesn't for me. Fair enough.
Okay, so, Amazar, in 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, blank will be our currency. So in 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, more boobs will be our currency. A magical tablet containing a world of unlimited pornography will be our currency. Hodor's massive cock will be our currency. But there's only one of Hodor's massive cocks. Really? Right?
You
it couldn't be...
Chop it up.
Yeah, but then again, that would ruin it, right? It's
sure.
The value is in its massiveness.
I like how you reason through these things.
So I would go with the magical tablet containing world of unlimited pornography.
Only one tablet, though.
Yeah, but you can distribute like codes, like
okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so Thomas, you're in the lead.
I am.
Wow.
This has never happened.
Yeah. What's this?
Okay.
I can just be. I don't know. It's easier with these. I don't know. I may overthink the ice and fire stuff.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank. Harry Potter and the Chamber of a Micropenis. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Heteronormativity.
Good job.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of German Dungeon Porn. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Michael Jackson.
The Chamber of Dungeon.
I just like the word dungeon porn. So yeah.
That is a
is that a thing?
Term. Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Sounds sexy.
Okay, I guess I'll refer to the German person about one.
Tanya? I have no idea.
Come on, Tanya.
I really don't know.
Give her the program.
Oh, no, she lives in England now. She
yeah,
probably doesn't.
I left for reasons.
hot coffee just out of my nose right now. Ow.
Oh, that's so sad. But yeah, you can't stop laughing.
Help me.
Okay, so the card is, I will take this mine with blank and blank.
It says you don't have that card if I want to play that card. That's a funny card. It also doesn't let me select another card, so I guess I'm sitting this round out. Thank you.
I could have won this one too, I think.
Yeah, I'm sitting this one out. I'll play.
Good.
Yeah, we'll have
don't
to wait
you
for
winning again.
Sure. Yeah, we have to set this one out, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll just have to time you out.
See, that's the advantage of not setting the timeout thing too high, I guess.
Yeah.
No timeout.
That was weird. Well, my phone rang, and it usually kicks me off the call when someone calls. Mm-hmm. Like it'll put me on hold, and then it didn't just then. Like it happened to me twice during the full castle recording the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was at work, so it was just chaos everywhere.
How are you able to do a full castle recording at your work? How is that even possible?
So this week I was just coming in. I work for a theater, and so normally I wouldn't be able to. But I was filling in with a girl like from the box office that quit. So I was just in the back like doing random bullshit. And I told my supervisor, I was like, I'm going to pretend like I'm not podcasting at work while I'm doing this. But really, I'm going to be podcasting at work. And she's like, well, I love you. So you can do whatever you want.
So the selections are, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay. I will take what is mine with blank and blank. And the first one is leaving an awkward voicemail in the Amish. Ghosts and photosynthesis. Arya Stark and the Care Bear stare.
They're all fascinating strategies.
I like the first one. I'm
mine
sorry.
I like.
But how would that be combined? Leaving off with voicemail and the Amish.
Therein lies the humor.
That's the secret.
So it was that one was mine, but I was actually trying to do the Amish first, and it messed my order up. But I guess it didn't.
All right, the card is. If blank were easy, everyone would do it. All right. If getting so angry that you pop a boner were easy, everyone would do it. I don't know why. If spontaneous human combustion were easy, everyone would do it. If dying on the toilet were easy, everyone would do it. If firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog were easy, everyone would do it. Like, what yeah, obviously.
What the fuck?
I'll pick that. You got it.
Yay!
The night is dark and full of blank.
Oh. I don't like myself for this answer, but I'm...
The night is dark and full of picking up girls at the abortion.
Sexy.
The night is dark and full of repression. The night is dark and full of saxophone solos. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
The night is dark and full of clitoris. Okay. I don't know. I think there's several. I'm gonna go with picking up girls at the abortion.
Yes.
Damn it. What's wrong with you?
Are you proud of yourself now, Thomas?
I am not proud.
Look at me now.
So are we playing to
I think
to five?
Yeah.
All right, so.
What? Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, so you
Thomas
gave
is
him another point.
Right on Victory's doorstep.
Yeah. Hey there, young scientists. Put your lab coats and strap on that safety strap on those safety goggles, because today we're learning about blank.
I want
Barry White to say this. Hey there, scientists.
I'm just gonna say I don't even have a point yet.
Okay, so
I don't either.
They're all amazing.
Hey there, young scientists. Put on your lab coats and strap on your safety goggles, because today we're learning about Lance Armstrong's missing testicle, dental dams, anal beads, and bad pussy.
Oh dear.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I'm guessing I'm really yeah.
Trying to work around Thomas.
No, I can't. I can't annoy
Why
the
bad. Why did that happen? Like, that's very unexpected.
Do you know what a dental dam is?
Yeah, that's what
no,
I would have picked.
No,
nobody does.
I don't know.
Even I know that.
Well, I know what golden shower is, so then.
I know now.
All right, I think I'm going to go out
of
winner.
Equal imports. Nice. Yeah, you can't judge a card's game by one game. Thomas clearly proved himself here, so congratulations.
Yeah, but it was only like 5 points. Bina did that same thing, and then Silence won. When?
Well, anything can happen.
Yeah, but you need 8 points to know if it can happen.
8 points is the scientifically perfect number. All right, well, thanks,
I like the
guys.
Title of this card pack, 10 Days or Whatever of Kwanzaa. Awesome.
This one playing with you, Thomas. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Like, guys, I have to go, though.
Have a good weekend.
Let me know if you need a copy of the file, Patrick, or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. So you're leaving? So
I am leaving. My wife got home, so I have to go out.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I also have a wife.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm sitting here drinking beer.
Clearly, Patrick is in control of his life, obviously.
Yeah. I'm winning,
right?
Clearly. All right, are we keeping going or are we going to call it?
I mean, we could. It's still, I mean, if we lose one more, then it's pretty much not plausible, but we can do it with just like us four. No problem.
We have to leave and come back because FT World is still the host.
I don't know.
Oh, good point. Good point. You would need to start it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. We can do that.
That sigh sounded like it's just too much for Zach to leave and come back.
No, that wasn't me sighing it even.
It was my sighing.
Yeah. I'll play one more game.
You guys sound so similar when you sigh.
Just have the exact same sigh.
We are actually the same person.
Wait. Oh, okay. I have never seen you in a room together. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
that's
know.
Probably true.
I'm his alter ego, his very egotistic alter ego.
That works.
Yeah, I'm self-aware.
All right, so how are we doing this? What's the best way to
well
go
I think this? Yeah, I'm starting it up and whatever. I'm just put in a whatever code. I don't know. I'm just gonna put lemon cakes again. I don't really need to do any. So we do idle multiplier times whatever times two or times 1.5 times 1.5.
Yeah.
Just yeah, so I'm going to put 10 days of whatever Kwanzaa. Okay, I've already made it's it's 10 days of whatever days or whatever of Kwanzaa. I'm going to put in second and third version and the fifth expansion.
The password thing doesn't always come up though, but I don't know.
Well, I'm going to give you the code for it in the description in the
lemon
there cake. So it goes. Still think we need 90s, and well, I mean, it's not here, so we don't need Canadian.
There's no Canadians present.
Translated.
Thank God, am I right?
Well,
just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. You should be, because Canadians are a pleasant people.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm finding it hard to think of white cards that have like actions on them.
Actions?
Like dying on the toilet.
Oh, like that.
Like it's easy to put down just names.
Yeah. Making the 8?
Huh?
Is that a card?
Well, I actually made that card
for
my expansion once, but I threw it away apparently, and I don't know if I have the file. So I'm just giving you some of the gold nuggets I've made. So we're all in? We're all in. Great. Let's start the game. Okay, so who's the czar? You are, Tanya.
What's a girl's best friend,
Patrick? Oh my.
What's a girl's best friend? Another goddamn vampire movie. What's a girl's best friend? Dropping a chandelier on your enemies and riding the rope up. What's a girl's best friend? The folly of man.
Oh.
I'm gonna go with the folly of man.
Solid.
Yep.
Good one.
Works every time.
Alright. The card is... A curse upon thee, many years from now, just when you think you're safe, blank shall turn into blank. Ashes.
Oh, I had a
All right. And curse upon thee, many years from now, just when you think you're safe, the miracle of childbirth shall turn into auto-cannibalism.
That's awful.
All right. Just when you think you're safe, hope shall turn into yeast. Just when you think you're safe, poor life choices shall turn into a Christmas stocking full of coleslaw. All right. I'll go with this one. I like it.
Thank you.
No, it is funny that the rock bottom is a Christmas stocking full of coleslaw. Where you end up.
Oh, the stocking one would have fit for this one. So apparently you can't log into CardCast with your email or anything. You have to log in with Google or with Facebook.
Well, we'll have to figure that out somehow. Well, you're the computer expert, aren't you, Tanya? So
no.
Figure something out.
I'm really not, though.
But or isn't that your major or something like that?
Shut up. kind of. But if you do a PhD, you literally just, like, know about one tiny niche of a subject. Mm. And I'm doing, like, abstract computer science. So I don't actually know shit about computers. So
can I just say that if Bina is the... is still recording, can you make that the bumper?
What?
Isn't that your major? Shut up. The greatest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I'm still recording as well, so it's fine.
Should perfect. Be. Yes, please. Every Christmas, my uncle gets drunk and tells a story about fun and interesting facts about rocks. Every Christmas, my uncle gets drunk and tells a story about cutting off flamingos' legs with garden shears. And every Christmas, my uncle gets drunk and tells a story about several Michael Keatons, which would be terrifying. So I'm going with that.
I think the Westeros ones don't cover the spirit of Cards Against Humanity, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you need some more. Well,
it's like too nice. It's too nice.
Is it though?
The Westeros ones, yeah.
Well, burning a kid on the stake.
Sure, but that's not that many of them.
Okay, so a study published in Nature this week found that blank is good for you in small doses. Oh, I'm ready to be wowed on this one.
Wowed and amazed.
Okay, so a study published in this Nature's week of in this a study published in Nature this week found that wearing Nicolas Cage face is good for you in small doses. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one very much.
So excited.
Leprosy is good for you in small, like college. No. It's not even a contest. I have to say, that's one of my favorite movies. So
Face Off.
Yeah, Face Off. So stupid in a good way.
Blank is a slippery slope that leads to blank.
All right. Let's see how this one goes.
I swear to God, if this doesn't get picked, I'm gonna freak out. Just warning you.
Okay.
No pressure. My first period is a slippery slope that leads to immaculate conception. Okay, I can see that. Natalie Portman is a slippery slope that leads to women in yogurt commercials. Yeah. Ebola is a slippery slope that leads to fiery pubes.
Get it? Slippery slope. Get it?
Chorizo stuffing leads to fiery pubes.
I'm going to go with the period.
Okay, freak out averted.
That was the only reason I picked it. It wasn't actually funny, but,
didn't want to freak out.
All kinds of strategy to the game. All right. Believe it or not, Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of blank.
Oh, I had a funny one, damn it.
What are we playing to, by the way?
Five.
Gotcha. Believe it or not, Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of kamikaze pilots. Jim Carrey can... I can buy that. Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of Kanye West. Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of soiling oneself. Yeah, I can see him doing all these.
I think they're all quite plausible, so.
Especially this one. So, I pick it.
Mm-hmm. So, depending on which group we get, like,
Casey.
Stars in each out of them.
Casey.
Huh? Is Casey here? Oh.
No, look, I saw the question.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, I just got excited.
Dang, I got excited.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, what do you... I'm sorry. Hold on. I need to remember how to read. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Casey? This is the third time you've been sent to the principal's office for blank.
I don't have anything funny for this.
That Casey, making trouble.
Can you read out the winning one for this, and can this be the bumper, just without context?
Yes.
So when Casey listens to it.
I really hope I pick the right one.
We can also make fun of
I would have picked something different if the purpose was to make fun of Casey's thoroughly.
Yeah, but no, I just managed to get one mine in, just for sure.
Okay, well, what do you have to say for yourself, Casey? This is the third time you've been sent to the principal's office for an Oedipus complex?
Oedipus.
Did I say that right?
Oedipus.
You know, there's some words you just don't see written very often.
Yep.
Wow, really? Oedipus complex? You don't see that often? Just like not as
not usually.
No, I see that every day.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Casey? This is the third time you've been sent to the principal's office for Harry Potter erotica.
It's probably accurate if we're going for the embarrassed Casey option.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Casey? This is the third time you've been sent to the principal's office for stabbing the shit out of a Capri Sun. I'm going to pick this one because I'm pretty sure that's what Tanya learned.
Yeah.
Knowing Casey.
Yeah, I think that works quite well. You need to sing it. You need to sing it.
No.
Sing it.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
Okay, so yeah. So what Kate, what Hannah's singing is actually what's right. So I'm a bitch.
That is right.
I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm blank.
If I was into this, I would probably just use this as a bumper, just like Patrick saying this.
I would really like my answer to be read in the actual style of the song. I would enjoy.
You don't know that.
Okay.
Song, Patrick.
I know that song, but I just don't want to sing it. It's just not really me. So, okay, well, I will do it for you guys.
Yay!
Yes!
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm Hulk Hogan. Yeah. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm raping and pillaging.
Doesn't have the sonic rhythm to it.
No, not as good as Hulk Hogan, but yeah, I don't think we should judge it just on that. It does have context, though. So, I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm old Santa. Yeah, I'm guessing someone knows me, essentially, and just, even though it doesn't fit. So yeah, I don't know if you guys know me, the listeners know me, but I chose raping and pillaging because that's what Vikings do.
You're ironborn. I mean,
in 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services?
Can I just say, Patrick, you have a really lovely voice.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice.
First of all, and also you singing those is like Christmas came early. It's all I wanted.
you take joy in me being embarrassed.
It was beautiful.
You should be proud, Patrick.
I had a tear in my eye.
Just one. In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? A bucket of fish heads. Home video of Oprah sobbing into Lean Cuisine. a subscription to Men's Fitness. I think they're all for me. I think the home video doesn't fit as well, because I find it being like approaching this from Patrick's kind of viewpoint of trying to be logical about things. I don't think that would work very practically.
Yeah, but who hasn't sobbed into a Lean Cuisine, right?
That's also true.
Plus, you can make copies of the home video. So
I'm going to go with the bucket of fish heads.
Yay.
I think that would be practical.
Thank you, Tanya.
That would be the most practical form of currency.
Sure.
The most practical fiat currency of those available, a bucket of fish.
Yes.
This would be an efficient system. Alrighty, in line with our predictions, we find a robust correlation between blank and blank. P is less than 0.05. Meaning it's not a very robust correlation. But
P is less than 0.5. That's significant.
Okay, if you don't pick mine, I would like to offer up my second choice.
Okay.
I had a couple of good ones for this.
All right. In line with our predictions, we find a robust correlation between 0.7 waist-to-hip ratio and riding off into the sunset. P is less than 0.05. So in line with our predictions, we find a robust correlation between a supermassive black hole and the Kool-Aid Man. P is less than 0.05. In line with our predictions, we find a robust correlation between Viagra and Rudolph's bright red balls. P is less than 0.05. I'm going to go with the oh yeah option here. And
oh yeah.
Oh yay.
There you go.
I really do like the hip to waist ratio and riding off into the sunset, though.
Thank you.
Oh, I won. Hey, I won something.
Yeah, you did.
That never happens.
Who would have thunk it?
Patrick and I are the losers of the day.
Yeah, really?
Oh.
I guess I'm a loser because now I'm also going to have to put myself in as a bumper. That's stupid.
So I'm starting a deck, and this is the code for it.
Oh, cool.
And if anyone wants me to add anything to
it. Yeah, we could maybe do a Google Doc and people can just add into it, and then we just put it in.
Whenever. Yeah, I don't think it's possible to add anyone to let anyone else edit it, but I can just add anything people want to add it. So.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite funny, but not funny enough to.
I know.
Because I'm German. It's genetic. I can't help it.
Well, yeah. You just need to live a little more to the north to actually be funny.
Of course. Black cards in particular, because I have no idea.
Oh, well, yeah, that was funny. That was good. So, yeah, I think that's... Well, whatever, it's fine. My wife will also come home soon, so whatever I said before about not being whipped is not true. So, yeah, now I also need to get some dinner in me before I get completely wasted.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, thank you for organizing this, Patrick. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, yeah, and thank you to all who are who will be listening when this comes out, and I hope we weren't too over the top, although that is the main point of this game, so suck it. yeah, well, see ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
The U2 sounded very begrudging.